Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Wednesday. Boy, there's a lot going on. A very nice Phillies win last night. We'll get to the performance by Ranger Suarez. He was excellent. 8 days until the NFL draft. Flyers eliminated last night, and we got ourselves a pretty big game tonight down in South Philly. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, this is for all those single individuals out there. Hey, make sure you check the dates on the stuff in your refrigerator. Like yesterday, I went and bought some food, right, and I had some ranch dressing. And I was getting ready to put the ranch on the salad, right? It was a brand new bottle. Someone told me to look at the date. On the expiration?
Was it expired?
It's expired in January.
Woo!
And you know, the bad part about it, though, Joe, I had to think back, like, damn, how long have I had this? Because it was, you know, like, some of those expiration dates on stuff like that is, like, 6 months, year.
Yeah, they give you a pretty long runway with it.
And this was a brand new bottle that I had probably at least for 6 months, 6 to 8 months.
I think that says more about you than the ranch.
Yeah. I mean, it does, but I'm just saying, just make sure you check the expiration dates on those bottles.
All right.
Make a mistake.
I think that's great advice. So a nice Daily Douglas, check your expiration dates in your fridge. Hopefully the expiration date on the Sixers is way longer than a couple of games here. Hugh, tonight's the night. Jimmy Butler's in town. The Heat are in town. And tonight is the night. I'm very excited for this game. I'm very excited for the Sixers to try to change the trajectory of what has been their postseason, you know, history. I mean, let's just be real about it. Their history has not been great. It's been high expectations, and it's happening again. You know, we've done this thing again, and Kyle's tried to warn us not to, and we haven't listened to him, that we've gotten ourselves excited here for the Sixers in the postseason, that something big could happen, something special could happen. And Hugh, as we get ready for this game tonight, I got to tell you, I am super excited, and I'm also super nervous. I am super nervous for this game for a couple of reasons. Number one, just the gravity of the game, right?
The seventh seed
compared to the eighth seed, it's enormous
big,
in the Eastern
big difference
Conference.
In who you going to face.
Totally.
And to your point, the road to the playoffs, well, the road to the championship, I should say.
It's so different. It's so different. And look, I think the Knicks are formidable, but that, compared to the Celtics, it's not even close. So the Sixers with a win tonight could get the Knicks, and they get a favorable path deep in the playoffs. The other element of this is Jimmy Butler, and the fact that it's the Miami Heat. It's one of the best coaches we've seen in the NBA in a very long time in Eric Spoelstra. Now, we have a really tremendous coach now, too, in Nick Nurse, but they have a great coach. They have one great player. They have a guy who always wants to stick it to the Sixers. I am excited for tonight, but I'm on pins and needles until 7 o'clock because I am so nervous until I see the Sixers win this basketball game. Hugh, what are you feeling as we are... What are we? That's quite about 9 hours from tip tonight down at Wells Fargo
Center.
Yeah,
that's math. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm a little bit nervous. No trepidation, though. I feel like, and I know that a lot of people are probably not going to agree with me, but I just feel like this is Joel Embiid's time. I mean, he's going into the playoffs with something that he's never been before for a long time, I should say. He hasn't been this for a long time, and that's healthy. I think they've done a tremendous job. He could have played the other night. They didn't play him. I think he's done a tremendous job of getting healthy or getting back into playing shape, I should say, and getting ready for this moment. And I think the biggest thing going into this is everybody understands their role. Everybody understands the assignment now. And that's why I feel like the big fella is going to go out there and he's going to make his statement tonight.
Well, I hope he does. And certainly, look, if the Sixers play the way they have down the stretch of the season, they should win this basketball game tonight. They're better than the Miami Heat. They're 5.5-point favorites. Terry Rozier, who's been a pretty good part of the Miami Heat, he's out tonight. Their point guard. He's out for this game. So the Sixers have home court advantage. They have Joel Embiid. They have a coach that at least can match wits now with Eric Spoelstra and Nick Nurse. They have all that. But the Sixers don't have Jimmy Butler. That other team does. And, like, he's a guy that is, lives for these moments.
He's battle-tested. He's
proven. Yeah, well, their whole team is. They were in the NBA Finals last year.
Yes, they were. So, yes, they were, and they fell short. They got dragged.
It's kind of interesting to look at the difference in experience with these two teams. Obviously, Joel's been in the playoffs a lot now. Maxey is you know, had a couple years where he's gotten in the playoffs and he's got his feet wet. Obviously, Kyle Lowry has been, you know, champion. But then there's some Sixers here that don't have much experience in this kind of spot. I mean, a guy like Buddy Hield. You know, Buddy Hield's never played in a playoff game. He's been in the league forever. He's never played in a game this big. So the experience factor goes to them. But it just keeps coming back to Jimmy Butler. I'm worried about this guy tonight. It's not just he's really good. He's really experienced. You know he's got extra little motivation to come here to Philadelphia and stick it to all of us. Jimmy Butler talking about coming here to Philadelphia playing this game.
You just got to go out there and compete. Put basketball the right way. And do something very difficult, which is to win on Philly's floor. But it's a time of the year where, you know, you're going to have to do that anyways if you want to win a championship. Get on the road or back against the wall a little bit. I guess we get out of our comfort zone and then we really start making things happen. So I'm actually kind of glad that we're on the road.
He's kind of glad they're on the road here in Philadelphia. Well, they're going to have to guard him tonight, and Nick Nurse is going to have a game plan to figure this thing out. Here's Nick Nurse talking about his message for this team as the playoffs begin.
My message is this, is like we understand this is a really good team. We understand that when we go out there, we got to play, and we got to play our asses off, right? That's like, that's it, man. Go out there and play your asses off. Let the chips fall where they may.
That's it, Hugh. Chips fall where they may.
Yeah, this could potentially be a defining moment for Joel Embiid. I know it's early in this series. The series is just starting. Well, it hasn't. For some people, it hasn't started. The play-in series is just like.
Is this the playoffs? What do you view? What's your view on that?
I look at it the same way we look at the play-in series in the March Madness. I look at it the same way. Yeah, these games count because people. I know a lot of people tend not to fill out their brackets until after the play-in games. Mm-hmm. But I feel that their game, especially for the simple fact that a lot of HBCUs, that's the way that they get into the playoff series. So I root for HBCU. So there's that.
Oh,
so
I think it's a playoff game. This is a playoff game. I mean, my view is, I know people have like, oh, is this really the playoffs? Or until they get to the actual bracket starting on Saturdays, this Sunday, this weekend. Yeah, this is the playoffs. It's a huge game. It's the difference between, you know, going in as the seventh seed, playing the New York Knicks, and having a real chance to win that series. Or playing the Celtics. Guys, all the excitement of the Sixers over the last 3 weeks since Embiid came back and the way they've played, it either gets pushed so far forward tonight. Like, we could come in here tomorrow, and I'm telling you, we're going to have caller after caller saying this is the year if they win tonight. Because there's going to be a feeling like they've got the seven, they've got the path. Joel Embiid just won a big playoff game over Jimmy Butler. That's all out there. And I think that's part of why I'm nervous tonight, because I realize what's at stake. For this year, for this playoff run, for Joel Embiid. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk about this. Tonight is the night. Confident, nervous, what are you feeling as Jimmy Butler comes in at 10? I probably would be a little bit, you know, I think they're going to win tonight. I'll say it that way. But I'd probably feel great if they were playing anybody else but
Jimmy Buckets. Because you know his history, you know what he did to his teammates. And with the Timberwolves. And all this stuff.
Well, it's just what he's done with Miami.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a player, especially in the playoff. Playoff Jimmy is phenomenal. There's no question about that.
And Miami. I mean, Miami has been they've given the Sixers a ton of trouble over the years. They beat him a couple years ago in the second round. They went to the finals last year beating this. Like, Miami's been through this game, you know, win or go home, must win game a lot. And I doubt they'll come out tonight and just stink up the joint. The Sixers, if they play the way they have the last couple weeks, they should win this basketball game. But I do have some nerves. Kyle, how are you feeling as we get ready for Sixers heat?
We're going to kick their ass, I am so tired of hearing about playoff Jimmy Butler. I refuse to be scared of a guy who goes by the name Jimmy. Like, can we get real about this? Let this dude drive to the net while the big fellow who's good and healthy is standing there. It's not going to happen. The Sixers are better than the Heat. If Joel Embiid was healthy this whole season, the Sixers would be the 2 seed. They'd have the second best record in the Eastern Conference. The Miami Heat belong in this game. The Sixers don't, and we're going to prove that. We are going to run that team off the floor. Bring on Jimmy Butler. Not scared.
Run him off the floor. 215-592-9. Well, I don't know about that either.
Yeah.
His name's Jimmy, Hugh.
I hear you. I mean,
was he Jimmy in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals last year, beating the 1 seed? I think he was. Was he beat the team that we couldn't beat?
He's Jimmy tonight.
Yeah, he's Jimmy all the time.
Little Jimmy.
Remember when Brett Brown called him James? Yeah. He said, my name is literally Jimmy. That was pretty funny. 215-592-9494. Confident or nervous as we get set for tonight? There's so, I mean, you said it, Hugh. This is a legacy kind of moment for Joel Embiid.
It feels like it is. And that's crazy to say when you talk about how long he's been in the league and how many years he's been in the playoffs.
Well, when you don't accomplish anything in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's one of those things where you could do yourself a huge favor as far as your legacy is concerned to go out and play like we think that you can, especially that since you're healthy now. I mean, that's how I look at it. You're healthy. I mean, this is probably the healthiest you've ever been going into the playoffs. So a lot of people, which I think is fair, they're expecting a lot of big things from you. Your teammates are expecting a lot of big things from you. I go back to when he finally came back and how excited Kelly Oubre and Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris, how excited those guys were about having a big fella back out there because they are a different team with him on the court. And he's the best player in the East Series right now. I know that's up for debate.
No,
he is the absolute best player in the East now.
Hugh, it doesn't matter. First of all, I'm not sure he is. Second,
he is.
But how
I'll tell you.
We do this every year, and they don't win series.
I was told
the same thing last year.
I understand.
Best player against Celtics-Sixers series is Joel Embiid. Well, guess what? Tatum was better.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not living in the past. I refuse to live in the past.
Are you positive tonight he outplays Butler?
Yes.
I'm not.
I'm positive.
I love that you are. I mean, I hope you're right on this. And I certainly he can. And night to night in the regular season, he usually does. But why doesn't he do in the postseason?
He has to because he's been banged up.
Oh, stop. He's not been hurt every single game. He has come up small.
He's taking a full version of himself.
Yeah, he hasn't been that.
He really hasn't.
Oh, so
you know that.
Hold on a second. So we're sure tonight he's going to get through 48 minutes feeling good? He was hobbling around last Friday night.
And that's why they held him out of the game the other Sunday.
I know.
Because it was a precaution. He could have played if we needed him to.
I'm sure he could have. You know what? Listen.
We need, like,
Joel can be great. He better show up tonight.
He better show up,
But there's also more than Joel. Like, tonight's about Joel and him showing that. You know, they have a lot of players on this team that have to knock down some shots. We can't expect.
I don't want to see
the floor tonight.
Kelly Oubre is going to come up.
You know, maybe it is Kelly Oubre. I'm just saying, like, they have a lot. They have two players on this team tonight. Could we fairly say, as a show, we expect about 60 points total out of Maxey and Embiid? Is that fair? I think that's
60 points. I think that's kind of low.
Low?
Yeah, for both of them.
Well, I mean, hold on. Yesterday, the Philly scored 6 runs a game.
No, I'm going to go ahead and just leave it like that. Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to make any more foolish bets like that. Yes, you're right. 60 points between the two of them. Yes.
60. Yeah. So we got to get about 35 to 40 to 45 out of the other guys.
The collective.
Yeah, the collective, right? And you know what? Some of those guys you feel confident in. Some of them, they're toss-ups, right? Buddy Hield was traded here to help in a game like this. He's never played in a playoff game before. Your guy, Oubre, has played well down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be big tonight. Guy like Kyle Lowry, that's why they brought him here. He's an old man
now, but can he
knock down a couple big shots?
I would say, 30 from the rest of the guys?
40. I think you're going to need about 105 to win. 45 extra points.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. I think Oubre is good for I want to say 10 to 15.
I'll take that.
10 to 15. I'll give, who else do I have? I'll give Tobias.
You say the number. It's your number. You say the number.
Hey, it's on my spirit to say 4. I don't feel it.
4? No. It better be more than that.
Listen, you got me all nervous about these numbers. I was about to say 8. I was about to say 8 to 10. But
I think the Sixers are going
to
be.
I'll go with 8 to 10.
Tonight they're going to need the other guys. Joel's going to have to play his game and be a big part of this.
I get Kyle
Max,
10.
He's going to have to do his.
Kyle Lowry gets you 10 points tonight.
10
you know what we're going to do?
Sure, I'll take that.
Here's going to make a bold declaration.
Because
we're talking about Jimmy Butler motivation coming into Philadelphia. What about Tobias Harris's motivation to show the Sixers
that they made,
that
the,
they
right
made the right choice, baby?
They made the right
20
choice.
Piece for Tobias tonight.
Oh, stop.
Hey, Kyle, I felt a little like I was hedging when I said 10.
You guys are out of your mind. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop in. Confident, nervous. What's the feeling tonight as Jimmy Butler comes to town and any hope we have? The Sixers obviously could get in with a loss tonight. We know how this format works. But let's be real. Any hope we have of a Sixers playoff run, it's tonight. They have to win tonight. This isn't a knock them out, you lose, you go home kind of game. But it is. I mean, it is. I don't believe the Sixers will go from the 8th seed to the NBA Finals. From the 7, the way this is set up, they go on a big run. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all the Philly stuff. Incredible night last night for Andrew Suarez. Bryce and the Bats. finally wake up a little bit. Goodwin, we'll get to some Philly stuff. Obviously, Howie spoke yesterday. Let's start with the Sixers, though. You're feeling on tonight, confident, nervous. Where are you? Let's go to Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy playoffs, fellas.
It is the playoffs, Chris. I know it's not. It's not just a play, and this is the playoffs. It's a big game.
It's the big stuff. Hey, I got to address something real quick, and then we're going to get right to the focal point of this here phone call. So, Mr. Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Bro, you brought a tear to my eye yesterday. When you start predicting with a lot of emotion and lack of facts, it was pure emotion that the Phillies are going to average 6 runs a game by the end of the year. I was like, that's my man. That's my brother. He's finally officially a midday guy. Yeah.
He said with a lot of emotion and a lack of facts. That sounds like our show.
Yeah, it does. A lot of emotion, a lack of knowledge, and a whole lot of nonsense. Middays, 10 to 2.
Yeah, proud moment. My total nonsense and emotion is finally starting to rub off. And of course, you know, Joe and Kyle got a big influence on that. Loved it, Hugh. Loved it. Very proud of you, my man.
Well, thank you.
Let me address also real quick that press conference yesterday. Something made me disgusted, and that was Nick Sirianni kept crawling up into Howie's lap and being his lapdog yesterday, kissing his tuchus. Dude, it was disgusting. Now, I got a message for Nick, though. Nick, by the way, not only did that look awful, but there's no room in that lap because Dr. Dope has been sitting there for years. So that spot's already taken. So you better find yourself something else.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the Howie press conference, especially the nonsense about Hassan Reddick. He got very defensive yesterday. We'll get to that. Very defensive.
He was in his feelings, Joe. He was in his feelings. Yeah. So, hey, let's get to what's important here. All right. I got a prediction. I told Kyle this. Here's how confident I am. Mark it. Joel Embiid will have 40-plus points tonight, and not only will they win – but they'll win by 40 points tonight. All right? You know what? Let's go! You're ready! Sixers are going to walk into the Coliseum to do battle! The crowd will stand on its feet! This is the big fight! It's not a place for weak of heart! Put up your hands! Extinguish the heat! Let's go!
Now we're off and running. Now we're off and running as Chris gets us started. So a 40-point spot for Joel is the prediction there. And a 40-point victory tonight over the Miami Heat. 40.
That's a lot.
Well, he's just taking your cue. I mean, just
I mean, listen,
just make bold, outlandish predictions.
It's okay. I mean, because, you know, if these are the hills that we choose to die on, so be it. Let's just be bold. If we're going to go all the way, be bold about it.
I agree.
I'm okay with that. I am totally okay with that.
Well, I mean, I would certainly be okay with a Joel 40-point night tonight. Joel Embiid has one 40-point game in his playoff career. If he could do it again tonight, I'll say this. If Joel drops 40, the Sixers will win this basketball game. I don't expect the Heat to come in here and drop 120. So if the Sixers, if Joel has that kind of game, yeah. And, you know, you called it a legacy game. It's interesting because it isn't the Easter Conference Finals. It's not the second round, but it is a standalone kind of game, right? We will remember this one tonight, I think, similar to how we remember game sevens of other series or game sixes or whatever, because the win tonight sets them up, and a loss, it's like, this. What was the point of the last few weeks of excitement?
I mean, especially when you talk about the momentum that they've built up over the last, 8 weeks of the end of the season?
Well, I'd say three weeks.
Well, I'm saying, didn't they win 8 in a row?
But you said 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Eight weeks ago, they couldn't win a game.
My bag. I'm thinking. I was in my football mode. 8 weeks.
Eight weeks.
Yeah, that's
It'd
what
be
I'm
a long
thinking.
NBA season if there's
definitely,
one game
definitely.
A week.
But, you know, the last couple weeks. So, yeah, you're right. I think that momentum needs to carry through. It definitely needs to carry through. Not saying that they're going to go undefeated all the way to the finals. But to have this momentum and have the big fella back like they have him and he's fresh. And I think Coach Nurse is going to do a great job to keep him fresh. Yes, they should have spanked the Heat tonight, in my opinion.
So hold on a second. So no one even thinks it's going to be a close game besides me?
I think it's going to be.
Woo!
I don't.
You guys are on something.
I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Joel Embiid's his star is going to shine brighter tonight. I really do.
Well, if he plays the way he's capable and the way we've seen him play at various points over the last couple of years, sure. I mean, the Sixers are certainly capable in one game to beat the Miami Heat by double digits. They're 5.5-point favorites. It's just I look at that coach and that player and their history, and I think this is going to be a very competitive game tonight, and I have nerves. I have nerves because of what's on the line. Sixers history gives me nerves, Embiid's history gives me nerves, Butler's history gives me nerves, and what's on the line. Tonight isn't just a game. Like, game one of a playoff series, you get the nervous energy. But this isn't a series. We get one game here, and if it goes great, then great. We're playing the Knicks this weekend. Let's go. Let's go beat the Knicks and get to the Eastern Conference semis. This goes the other way tonight. And it's like, does anyone care about the game? When would the game be? Friday night against the Bulls or the Hawks? I mean, seriously, will anyone care about that game? I wouldn't care at all.
No, not at all.
Like, it would feel like such a consolation prize. That's why tonight is such a big deal and why I've got some nervous energy. 215-592-9494. It is game day. Sixers and the Miami Heat tonight. And it's not just a game. It's Jimmy Butler. It adds to all
your
of this.
The nemesis. The guy who feel like, you know, he was slighted.
Well, the guy that they made a mistake.
They made a mistake and let him go.
Call for what
it would have been nice to have Jimmy here, though. You know, I mean, he feels like Philadelphia.
Well, a lot of people felt that. I was wrong on it at the time. Hugh, I thought they were making the right choice. I didn't see this. I was wrong all those years ago on Jimmy Butler, and he made everyone look foolish because they chose Ben Simmons, they chose Tobias Harris, and it was a joke. And now Jimmy comes back tonight, and it's a huge one. 215-592-9494. What's your gut say? Gut feeling. On this Wednesday morning, confident or nervous for the Sixers tonight? All your calls now. Plus, we'll get to a great night. A tremendous night for Ranger Suarez. A complete game shutout. We'll react to the Phillies and this pitching staff, which continues to be as good as anybody in Major League Baseball. And a little countdown here as the Phillies put up 5 runs trying to march their way to 900 and something for Hugh's prediction. 215-592-9494. Midday show on Sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball right back at him, and fittingly, Rangers got it. Turns, fires, and it's a shutout for Suarez. 5-0. Phillies win it as Rangers Suarez throws the first complete game shutout of the season by a Phillies pitcher and just the second of his Major League career.
What a night last night for the Phillies and our guy Rangers Suarez. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh, Ranger Suarez was outrageous last night. A complete game shutout.
That's all right. Is that okay? Ranger danger? Because, you know, danger? It used to be like Stranger Danger.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're the Rockies, you have some Ranger danger.
Yeah.
Scared of Ranger Suarez, who was ridiculous last night. So a complete game shutout, 7 hits, 8 strikeouts, just 1 walk. He had about, 88 or 89 pitches after 8 innings. The topper said, you good? And he was good. Now, the 9th inning wasn't smooth. He had a couple base runners on, but he got through it. 112 pitches, which, Hugh,
that's a good night.
It's a no. Well, he is. He's been phenomenal so far. He, you know, the Phillies have 3 big time starters right now. They just do. I mean, right now it's obviously Zach Wheeler. We know what Nola could do when he pitched well on Monday night, and now I put Ranger in that mix. This Phillies pitching staff is so good. I keep saying it every day because every day I'm blown away with how few runs they allow. It's an excellent pitching staff, and if they give them offensive support, and Hugh last night they finally did a little bit. 5 runs, including Bryce Harper. The double to left center drove in a run, then a 2-run home run. So maybe this is the start for Bryce Harper. And yeah, it's got to start somewhere. Your prediction of 6 runs per game has to start somewhere. Hugh, last night was just a very good night for the Phillies, almost totally all around.
Yeah, it was, man. And it comes at a time where, you know, yesterday it left a bad taste in everybody's mouth, you know, about the pitching or the pitching for the Rockies and not being able to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like it's starting to come around for this team. Played some pretty solid defense last night as well, too.
Yeah, Marsh had a nice play off the wall.
Yeah, so it looks like hopefully this is the start of something special. You know, we talked about Bryce the other day and how frustrated he was with his performances and everything. Last night, I felt like he had a little bit of a breakout.
Here's Bryce after the game talking about Ranger and really the kind of pitcher he's become here.
I've been very fortunate to play, you know, with guys like that. And you know, it's a lot of fun to see what these guys can do and the caliber of player they are. And You know, I just don't think they kind of make them like them anymore. You know, really getting to the seventh inning and grinding through, or getting through the eighth inning, or, you know, a lot of guys are, you know, in the minor leagues and things like that, are throwing 3.5 innings and, you know, getting out of the game. And, you know, it's kind of tough for the game. You know, so when you have guys that are valuable like that, they're going to get paid, and, you know, they throw 200 innings, they're going to get a lot of money. So I think Ranger's going to be one of those guys, and, you know, very fortunate to have him on our side.
Assistant GM Bryce setting up the next contract
that
here for Ranger.
That bothered a little bit, huh? But he,
no, I don't like, mind. I mean, it's a nice thing.
I mean, it's the truth, though. You know, if he keeps pitching like that, he's going to be in line.
Of course.
He's going to be in line to get paid. So, I mean, I don't think ain't nothing wrong with talking about somebody's, you know, potential wealth, especially when they're going out there starting the season the way that they're starting.
Well, he's been excellent.
And it just goes back to your Tobias Harris propaganda,
doesn't
it?
It always does.
Can we just change some of the show edicts on? Can we just let some of the stuff that has happened, like, say this bet that me and Joe, can we just let some of that stuff just, like,
nope,
die out?
No, we got a whole season out of this.
We always double down on this.
Yes, and we take something and we draw it out, and we'll do that with this. So the offense last night has the Bryce home run, and they score 5 runs. And Ranger, he's a throwback. You know, Bryce, some of the players he's played with, he didn't mention any names, but, you know, but Bryce has been in the league a while now. Ranger is a throwback kind of pitcher. He doesn't have enormous velocity, but he changes speeds. He has a ton of different kind of pitches, arm angles to throw at you. It feels like I'm watching a pitcher from the 98, late 80s, early 90s, early 2000s. There's not many guys like Ranger anymore because, you know, most guys now, you know, they throw 96, 97, 98, 99. They blow their arms out. Ranger just goes out there, and it's like it's a little Cliff Lee to him, a little even further back in the day, throwback kind of left-handed pitcher where it's like, he doesn't have the 95, but he knows how to pitch.
You know what's funny? You know who it reminds me? When you say that, and I'm pretty sure he has more velocity than this guy, but I think of Jamie Moyer. Because I remember when...
I think you might have more velocity than Jamie Moyer.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Because I remember asking Jimmy Rollins one time, why is it that Jamie Moyer is able to do what he's doing at this age? And he said, dude, it's because... He said, the one thing about being in the box, when you see a pitch coming, like Jamie's pitches, you can see them, but they have so much movement on them. They're just so hard to hit. And that's what it kind of feels like, because when you talk about pitchers nowadays, like if you're throwing straight gas, they call them a hurler. It's not really pitchers, they're hurlers. Mm-hmm. So if you're throwing straight gas, those are kind of hard to hit. But when you have a guy that has that kind of movement and has that variety of pitches, that's even harder, because most guys just want to try to time it up and try to knock it out of the park.
Well, that's it. And that's not who he is. I mean, he's not throwing super hard. He changes speeds. He spins the ball. And it just there's a tempo to the game when Ranger, and that's why I brought up the Cliff Lee comparison, because Cliff Lee used to have a tempo. He would set the tempo for the game, and he would be in charge of how the whole thing was going. Ranger does that. Also, he fields his position well. 215-592-9494. You want to weigh in and react to Ranger last night. What a night for the Phillies. And Hugh, you said maybe this is when they get going here, a home run from Bryce.
Hopefully that's the case.
If they can just hit a little, and, you know, not even, you know, I know some people are saying 900 plus runs, someone sitting next to me. I don't need that. But if they just start hitting 4 or 5 runs a game with this pitching, they could reel off five out of six.
No question about it, because the pitching has been really solid. And unfortunate thing about some of the games that they lost is because they had no run support. That was the biggest thing from that. And I think that's the most frustrating thing when people look at the way that this season has started. It's almost like the pitchers were on a different page than everybody else. They believed they wanted to get off to a fast start, but not so much the hitting. But it feels like it's starting to come around a little bit, Joe.
So Ranger, just quickly, then we'll go back to the phone lines on the Sixers stuff and your confidence or nerves tonight in this game against Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. But the Ranger thing, so far this season, his average fastball velocity is 92 miles an hour. It's not nothing special, but he just gets outs. And the one thing he's done this year is he has stopped walking people. That used to be a thing. He'd walk a bunch of guys, and then a single would happen, and then all of a sudden 2 or 3 runs are in. He has really curtailed his walk rate as well. 215-592-9494. Reaction to Ranger Suarez. Phillies get a win. They go for the sweep today over the Colorado Rockies with Christopher Sanchez on the mound. I'm feeling a Rockies sweep today. Let's sweep the Rockies clean out of Philadelphia. Cannot have the Rockies come in here and get a game. Sweep the Rockies. White Sox come in this weekend. And, of course, the big one tonight, the Sixers and the Miami Heat. Confident, nervous, what are you feeling? Mike in Marlton is up. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
good,
Mike?
What's up?
Not much. I'm hyped for tonight. You know, Tobias legacy coming, or he's coming up, legacy game incoming, I mean. I'm excited. He's got the opportunity to be like, you know, they made the right choice. I mean, I'm not really happy about saying that, but it's an optimistic way of looking at things. But you know, I think Joel Embiid's going to do well. I think he's finally in a position to be healthy. I think he's always so banged up, and I know that he was injured, but I think that for him to be not playing as much as he did recently is really going to help him. Having a competent head coach, as well as just depth all over the place. I mean, we got Kyle Lowry. He's got plenty of experience. And I just think the team is really deep this year, and I think we can make a run, and it's because we don't have a lot of expectations for this team, and I think that's they're going to surprise a lot of people.
Well, they certainly can. Mike, the way it's set up and the way the bracket is set up, if they win tonight, they could certainly surprise any. I mean, I think it'll be a little bit of a surprise based on their seed, but I think people are going to start to believe. You know, if they win tonight, they've won 8 in a row. I think this the belief factor in this team across here, right, in Philadelphia, but just the NBA, it's going to start jumping up because people are seeing this team's on a roll right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Jimmy Butler, as great as a player as he is, I think that you know, he had a lot of great role players with him last year and, like, Gabe Vincent and stuff like that. But now that that team without, like, Terry Rozier even playing, I don't think they're as deep as everyone realizes. I'm sure Eric Spoelstra is a great coach, but they don't have the same amount of players or the same kind of players as they did last year. So I just don't think it's going to translate. I think the Sixers are going to shock a lot of people tonight. I'm going to do my best Charles Barkley and the Sixers by 10, guaranteed.
Oh, I like that. Mike, appreciate the phone call. So we have one caller says they're going to win by 40, another by 10, guaranteed. Kyle says they're going to smoke the Miami Heat. Am I the only one that is thinking this a little too much? Now there's overconfidence running around here?
I mean, it's okay to be overconfident, man. This is what sports is all about. You want to go out there, you want to be a little bit overconfident. It's probably going to be a lot tighter than we anticipated. It's going to be much more tighter than we anticipated, but it's still going to be a fun game, and the outcome is going to be what we are all predicting anyway.
I hope you're right, and I do think they have – I mean, they should win the game. They're 5.5-point favorites. I think the Rozier injury to the – you know, him being out tonight for Miami makes a pretty big difference.
I just feel like the playoff Jimmy Butler thing is a little bit overblown, skewed just by a couple deep postseason runs, like relative to Joel Embiid.
That usually does it, though.
Well, no, but
that's a lot compared to what we have. Right here.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
All right, but he's also gotten swept out of the first round by the Milwaukee Bucks, in a series in which he played horribly. Mm-hmm. Right, I don't remember him lighting the world on fire. You know, when he was here. And we had a chance to go all the way to the finals. Like, playoff Jimmy Butler didn't take over and win the Toronto series, did he? Like, Jimmy Butler isn't just a surefire thing to go off and play great in every playoff series that he's in. Even in the 2020 run, he had a couple series averaging below 20 points a game. He's not, like, this all-time great playoff performer. He's just had two nice runs. And one of them was phony baloney, as we all know.
He's in the it's not all him, but there's a Heat thing, right? It's the Miami Heat. They've been to the finals two of the last, what, four seasons?
I get it. But this whole idea that, like, Jimmy Butler is, like, so scary and imposing in the playoffs, he's crumbled before in the playoffs. He's had series where he's sucked.
Right, but but what do we have here? We have a guy that's only crumbled.
I get it. Relative to Joel Embiid, I'm just saying this whole idea that Jimmy Butler is going to come in and he's going to take over all of a sudden. We can't just lock that in. Like, and this is should be a new version of the Sixers. A healthy Joel Embiid. Things are different.
Well, let's throw this in. I think it's fair to say that Jimmy isn't a lock for 40 or 35, right?
But he has more of a playoff history than Joel Embiid at this point.
And Joel's not, you know, both things are true. It doesn't mean Kyle's right. It doesn't mean Jimmy's going to go crazy tonight. And also, Joel doesn't necessarily have to play poorly tonight. He could play well. There's another person we haven't mentioned yet. Is Maxey ready for this moment? Maxey's done well against Miami in the regular season. He did well down there a couple weeks ago. You know, if the Sixers get the Maxey that we saw a lot of the season, Hugh, he's your guy, that is a dynamic duo with Joel Embiid. But, you know, sometimes with young players, you don't know when that they're going to hit that moment in the postseason. Maxey's kind of been up and down in his playoff career so far. Some good moments, and then he's been invisible at times.
Yeah, but I feel like with Joel Embiid being out, I mean, the playoffs are something totally different, but I think that he's had a chance to figure out, you know, where he's most comfortable at. And, you know, leading up into this, like I said, I think the exciting part about all of this, Joe, is that everybody understands what their role is. And it's probably going to be a lot of nights where if Joel Embiid is hot or they're looking at him to take the lead, that he's probably going to be in position to do that. And they're going to allow him to do that. The biggest problem that I look at last year with this team was that there was – some dissension in the ranks.
Totally.
That's what it kind of feels
like.
Well, that's
a James Harden level.
Yeah, and you know, I think James wanted to be the top banana, and that was where the problem lied. I think now that's not going to be the case. And there's going to be nights where you know, Tyrese Maxey is going to have his turn, but everything I feel like is going to go through the big fella. It has to go through the big fella.
Of course it does. I mean, he's their best player, and he's one of the best players in the league. 215-592-9494. Gut feeling. Like, right now, when you're thinking about this game tonight, and thinking about the Sixers and the, you know, regenerating of excitement over the last couple weeks, what's hitting you? Is it the excitement? Is it the confidence in this game and the playoff run about to come? Or do you feel like I do, get some nerves? I mean, I have nerves because it's the Sixers, it's the postseason, it's Joel Embiid, and it's Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra on the other side, and a team that's been through a lot of these. Bam's been through this. I mean, they've got a lot of guys. I know it's not quite the same team. Lowry's here, and you know the Rozier they traded for during the season is out, but they got a lot of the core that have been through these moments. I mean, I have some nerves heading into tonight because of what is on the line for the Sixers. The Knicks this weekend or the Celtics, it is a massive difference in their postseason spot. It's massive. You know, watching some of those games last night, the Lakers and the Pelicans, you could sense a sense of urgency with those teams playing that game.
Beautiful thing, wasn't it?
Oh, it's awesome. As much as I think it's silly that we have the play-in, it is fun to have the NBA in one game.
One and done
blocks.
Scenario. Yeah, because it's one of those things where when you think of the NBA, best of five, best of seven, whatever
right.
it is, you feel like, okay, you got time, you know. But now it's almost like a football game.
It
you
is.
Know what I mean? It's like a football playoff game.
It's a sense of urgency.
Yeah, you got to get it done. You got to be on your game that night.
And again, I recognize that the Sixers would have another opportunity if they didn't win tonight. They'd play the winner of the Bulls and the Hawks. But let's be real. I mean, that the sense of excitement for that game compared to tonight, it's just totally, totally different. It's in a different realm. Let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Steve, you there, buddy? Steve going once, Steve going twice. Let's go put Steve back at home. Tribbs in West Philly. What's up, Tribb?
I'm good. Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Tribb. What's up, pal?
I'm calling about the Sixers now. I think we can win by 10. I think MB will probably put up 34, Maxey 25. And I don't know about Tobias. You never know what you're going to get from Tobias.
I gave him four. You don't think he's good for four?
He good for four. Good
yeah,
for
I was
ten,
that was disrespectful of me to
say.
It was in my spirit when I thought it.
Yeah, you meant it in a good way.
Yeah, I meant it. Like it was, you know, like you say stuff. I just don't be saying stuff just to be saying. I gotta feel it, and I felt four.
You felt four.
Sorry about that, Tripp. Forget you, Kyle. Sorry about that, Tripp. Floor is yours, man. Floor is yours.
No, it's good. Y'all are good. I'm a first time caller, a long time listener. I'm a Philly fan, born and raised in Philly. So I remember Hugh when he played with the Eagles, but Sixers gonna win. I think we can go if we get past Miami, we can get to the finals. The only team I'm worried about is Boston. I'm not scared of nobody else.
Well, Tripp, I'm with you on that. Nobody else scares me in the East. I mean, I welcome a series against the Bucks and Doc Rivers. And come on, the Pacers. Let's be real; they're not a championship kind of team. And the Knicks, I think, are good and they're formidable and they're well coached. But the Sixers just have more talent. You know, their top two players are better than the top two players for the Knicks. Like, you're right. If they win tonight, they could get to the Eastern Conference Finals in a month. That's what makes it so exciting tonight.
Yes.
And that's what also makes me nervous. Tripp, man, we appreciate the phone call and call again. Hugh, it's not just the game. It's the stakes. That's why I'm feeling like the kind of butterfly
well,
through the game.
Well, it's the path.
Yes.
It's the path. You know, because you feel, I feel like you feel that, say, if we had to play the Celtics, that it's a wrap, kiss the baby.
Yeah, I don't think they'd beat him.
I don't believe that to be the case. I don't believe that to be the case. Now, I will say that would be a much tougher path. And history has shown, what, the last two seasons, that the Celtics have kind of, you know, and Al Horford have kind of been like our kryptonite a little bit. But I just don't believe that to be the case this year. You just can't. Like, it's almost the same thing. When we talk about the Phillies and their path to the playoffs and how we've not had to face, you know, too many adversities. Well, we've beat the Braves 2 years in a row.
But have avoided the Dodgers.
Yeah, but avoided the Dodgers. I mean, I feel like at some point you got to have to kind of, you know, fight the demons that you have or whatever. So
well,
if that's the case,
yeah.
I think that I like their chances against Boston.
Yeah, so
I like the coach.
I think they have a shot against Boston, but a month from now, when Joel's
when you're talking about when everybody gets Joel gets a little bit more playing time under his belt and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah,
and I also think if the Sixers can reach the Eastern Conference Finals, then they'll have an invincibility about them. Like screw it, we've made it this far, we could win the whole thing.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah,
and I look at the road here. The road has to be the Knicks, and then whatever the Bucks and Pacers thing is, whatever comes out of that with Giannis hurt and Doc screwing the whole thing up. It's tonight. And I'm glad you called it a Joel Embiid legacy game because you guys keep telling me he's fully healthy. So I bet there better be no excuses tomorrow, right?
No,
are we,
it can't
are we all,
be.
Are we all on the same page there?
I mean, it has
zero
to be.
Excuses?
It has to be.
Okay.
It has to be.
All right.
It has.
Make it sure, because I'm hearing a lot of 10-plus point victories, 40-plus point victories we heard from one caller. The last time we were this confident heading into a big game, it didn't work out super great. Remember what that was?
Which game? Was the Super Bowl?
Well, the Super Bowl, yeah. When I was taking call telling me they're going to beat the Chiefs by 14.
But wait a minute. We weren't that far off. I mean, as far as predictions go, like confidence levels go, I mean, we had opportunities that we didn't capitalize on.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not like we got spanked.
No, but people were thinking they would win by double digits.
I mean, that didn't happen. But, you know, it wasn't like it was like a blowout.
No, of course not. People still believe they should have won that game, yeah. Which maybe if the holding call didn't happen, they would have won that game.
It's like how we blew the NLCS for the Phillies by
getting too confident.
By debating who their World Series opponent was going to
be. That was us. That was
our
fault.
They blamed us for that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I thought it was an interesting conversation. Astros or Rangers. Unfortunately, the Phillies didn't hold up their end of the bargain. That's not our fault. Jeff is in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
So, quick Sixers thing and then Phillies. I can't see the Sixers losing tonight. In fact, I'm halfway with Kyle. I think they're going to roll. They're in essence, they're a number two seed playing a play-in game. Because, you know, they basically dropped their seeding because Joel was out. And I just think him and Maxey together are going to put up 60, 65 together.
That would be lovely.
It would be. And I don't understand why everybody's so scared of Jimmy Buckets. I mean, if he never played here, would there be that fear of him being this playoff killer type player?
No, but he did here. And he also beat the Sixers in the second round 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know. But
and like, I think it's more so, Jeff, about the fact that, you know, he's more battle-tested in the playoffs than we are. Yeah.
But do they have a team like they had a couple of years ago? Like Miami? Like they don't see that's where I'm at.
They don't. But it's like, you know, when you talk about a guy who has moments like has been in moments like this and has come up big for the most part, that's a little intimidating.
You have to respect this game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And also the team and the coach. It's almost like, you know, they've moved into one of those, you know, like we used to talk about the Spurs or, you know, like it's just like they're good, right? The Heat will play a respectable game and they're well coached. So, you know, if the Sixers play their A game tonight, Jeff, I think you're going to be right. It's about can they play their A game? Yeah.
Yeah, just can't take them lightly, that's all. As far as the Phillies go, they won the way they were built. A couple of home runs and great pitching. You know, Ranger to me is kind of like, right now, he's currently pitching kind of like Greg Maddux used to. He's the left-handed version of that, where he's just, he's changing speeds. He's got a great changeup. He's putting the ball where he wants, and he can field his position. So,
well, he is. I'll throw another former Brave at you that was lefty. Tom Glavine pitched like that. Glavine didn't have the best fastball, but he located, and he also fielded his position. Jeff, it's just fun to watch him. I think part of it is, one, he's good, but two, we don't see many pitchers like him anymore.
No, and you know what? You don't need to throw 98, 99 miles an hour all the time. You can put a well-placed fastball and a changeup where you need it. You can win a lot of ball games.
Totally, and especially against teams, you know, like the Rockies who are free swingers. I mean, they were all off balance last night. He was awesome. And you're right, this is the way they were built. Good starting pitching and a couple bombs, yeah.
And they need to sweep it up today, that's for sure.
Let's do it. Let's beat the Rockies and get a sweep.
Go.
Jeff, appreciate it. Could be a great night. Last night was halfway a good night with the Phillies. Obviously, the Flyers, it all came crashing down there in the final few minutes.
That was a tough one. That was a whole lot.
Seconds to go.
Yeah, but that's a whole lot of intangibles that have to go your way in order for you to win that game.
Yeah, it was unlikely.
It was tough.
Yeah, it was unlikely for it all to play out. But the Flyers did have a chance. They missed on the final day. The Sixers have an enormous opportunity. Tonight, confident, nervous. What's your gut right now on the Sixers as we get ready for this game? 215-592-9494. Continue to react to Ranger Suarez's big game. This guy is one of the, you know, I still think he's underrated across Major League Baseball. It's not going to last for long if he keeps pitching like this. He's pitched tremendously to start this season. Plus, we have to get to some audio coming up from Howie Roseman yesterday and a line of questioning that didn't exactly produce the most satisfying answers. I thought Howie was out of character a little bit yesterday. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. The NBA play-in tournament gives teams a chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel could play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. All right, I'm going to put together a little parlay right now for tonight's game. Let's go Jimmy Butler over points, Joel Embiid over points, Maxey over, Tobias Harris under tonight. Four-leg parlay for tonight's game. That's a +10 to 1. All right, go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make every moment more at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, official sports betting partner of the NBA.